Now, friends, we've come here to another one of the great prophetic chapters in the Word of God. Back in 1 Thessalonians, we called attention to the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 13. That has to do with the rapture of the church. And also, it had to do with the day of the Lord, too, and the great tribulation, and the coming of Christ and glory to the earth. You find all of that in 1 Thessalonians, in the entire epistle. Now, in this epistle, in chapter 2 here, the emphasis is going to be actually on the Great Tribulation period. But we also are going to find one of the finest passages, I think, on the rapture of the church. Now, back in verse 10 of chapter 1 here of 2 Thessalonians, and I went over this rather hurriedly, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Now, I believe that has reference to his coming to the earth. Now, when he comes in the rapture, actually what happens is the church is caught up. The believers, living and dead, are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, they don't come on to the earth then. They go back to the place where the Lord Jesus has prepared for the church. He says that I'm going to take you to be with me. Now the world enters the great tribulation. At the end of that period, he comes in glory and judgment to the earth. Now at the rapture, he does not judge the earth at all. 1 Thessalonians 4 made it clear. The Lord in the 14th chapter of John made it clear. And Paul again and again, and I think you have it in the message to the churches in Revelation. He's not coming to the earth in judgment at that time, but he comes at the end of the great tribulation period. And this chapter now makes that clear, so that what you have in verse 10 there is now the mention of his coming to the earth, because we saw last time he's coming in judgment. And the great subject of hell came before us, and we dealt with that. Now, we deal here in chapter 2, and I begin. He says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. Now, the reference here is to our gathering together unto him. And this aspect of the coming is the rapture of the church. The emphasis here is upon our gathering together to him. There's not judgment at that time.